Now to Seattle, where teachers are on strike for a second day. Yesterday was meant to be the first day of school at Seattle Public Schools, but classes were canceled for some 50,000 students as contract negotiations between the teachers' union and school district continued well into Tuesday night. 14-year-old Ivy Wachansky is an incoming freshman at Ingram High School and says she's disappointed by the delay.
I had just gotten mentally prepared to start high school, but I 100% side with the teachers because they do so much and they deserve much more than they get.
Rebecca Chase Chen is a teacher at Beacon Hill International School. Her 7-year-old daughter is also in second grade at that school, and she joins us now from the picket line. Rebecca, welcome. Can you tell us how many people are with you?
In front of our school, our whole staff is here. All the staff who are union represented are here. We're here during our contract hours, 7:30 to 3:30 every day, walking in front of the school until the district and the union can come to an agreement on our contract.
So there are a few details that are holding up contract negotiations. Can you tell me what the main sticking point is?
Yeah, there are a few main sticking points. One that is really important is maintaining support, staff support, for students with special needs and multilingual students. And also we want to make sure that our lowest paid members, that's our paraprofessionals, are paid enough. Right now, our paraprofessionals are paid less than $20 an hour, and they do incredibly important work. Particularly in my school, we have several paraprofessionals who speak many different languages, who do very important work connecting with families and students. They speak all kinds of different languages that many of the certified teachers don't speak. And so they're really important community members, and we want them to be respectfully paid so they can afford to live in the city where they work.
So how much of a hardship is it to be paid? I mean, you're talking about paraprofessionals who make less than $20 an hour in some cases. And I wonder how much of a disadvantage that puts them at, because I looked up how expensive it is to live in Seattle. The cost of living index there is 72 points higher than the national average. The median home cost is about $350,000 more than the rest of Washington state. How important is this fight over wages?
You know, the fight over wages is really important because it's important that teachers and schools be respected for the important work that we do, caring for children and for the future of our country. And when our schools are struggling, then our communities really struggle because we are all members of the same community. We all share the same community. So that's really important. But I also want to make sure that it's really clear that a lot of times, you know, the things get kind of simplified to just about wages, and this isn't just about that. I think that's also really important to keep in mind and balance.
Do you feel confident that the district has the funds in order to meet these demands? Some teachers and negotiators have said the district could fulfill all of these demands from the union using funds from a rainy day account. Do you feel the district can afford this?
Yeah, I do believe that the district can figure out how to do this. They have the money in the rainy day fund, or we can figure out how to find that money. I have faith that can happen.
So you have a 7-year-old daughter who's in second grade at the school where you teach. Do you feel she understands what this fight is about, what the strike is about?
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah. How do you explain things like this to kids?
Well, depending on the age of the child, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're both very curious about it. And sometimes you have to explain things, you know, more than once.
Yeah.
Just like for anyone. My 4-year-old was just asking again this morning. But essentially, you know, what I say is that the teachers need to be treated fairly. And we are working on an agreement with the district. That's who pays us and who makes sure that we have everything that we need. And right now, we are not at an agreement yet, and so the teachers are not going to work until we make sure that we're being treated fairly. And I make a lot of connections for them. Like, they know that Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott, that the riders stopped riding the buses until they were treated fairly. And the kids understand that, and they also understand that it's really important that kids have enough teachers to teach them. They understand that some kids need extra help learning, and that it's very important that there are teachers that can give them that extra help, and they understand that kids move here from different countries and might need extra help, you know, getting acclimated to the school system or learning English, and that that's their right and that they should have that, and that all kids deserve to have a safe and really rich learning environment. So they understand that. They're so disappointed, but they understand it's what you have to do.
Rebecca Chase Chen is a second and third grade teacher at Beacon Hill International School in Seattle. She's one of the teachers on strike in the city's public schools over special education resources and better pay. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Celeste. Have a wonderful day.
Just a note, we did reach out to Seattle Public Schools for comment and got no response.